You don't see this too often. Remember, I told the story when I was in 10th grade. One of my classmates in my TV production class, he was from Miami. His dad was a doctor or something. He'd be in hospital. But he always said he wanted to be a mayor when he graduated from high school. And he graduated from high school. They moved back to Florida. They didn't go back to Miami. They went somewhere else. And Jake, he actually became the mayor of his small town. And I think at the time he was like 18 years old. So it happens, dude. Welcome to the Jay Thomas Show,
yeah,
Jake.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
So if you got a question for Jake, 701-293-9000. This young man's 20 years old, and he wants to go in and play at the big boys, man.
Oh, yeah.
So what made you decide at 20? Because usually 20 years old, man, you want to go out, you know, have a good time, party, cars, whatever your hobby is, sports. And you just want to. And he's in here, by the way, folks, I want to tell you. He is in here with a suit and tie on. How cool is that?
The
that
whole
is
nines.
That you are decked out, brother. I hope you got that at Halberstadt's. I was just in Halberstadt's, Ronnie, on Saturday. I tell you this, that place was so packed in there you could barely move around. It was bananas in Halberstadt's.
Where I got my suit.
Well, they had a big sale going on. A great sale, okay. Especially if you're looking for a new sports jacket. Holy smokes, man! Now, the West Acres Mall location. All right, now that plug is in. All right, Jake, so 20 years old, you're an Army National Guardsman.
Yep.
How long have you been in the Guard for?
It's about a year now. I started January 6th of last year.
Okay, and what do you do in the Guard?
I'm a 14 Golf, so I run the radars, communication.
Well, good for you, man. So what made you want to go into the Guard?
I was working, and then I just wanted something different, and mm-hmm. I thought the Army had many good opportunities. So I joined I thought I was joining the active duty, actually. And then I got like a month in and realized it was the National Guard. He never told me he was National Guard.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I was just stuck with the National Guard, but not stuck in
not
a bad
stuck.
Way.
No, that's a good thing. Our son, Derek, our oldest, he's a second lieutenant in the Army, been in for over 16 years, made a career out of it. He absolutely loves it.
Yep.
Our other son, Ty, he was with the 188th out of Wapton. He loved that. He retired out of there, and he loved it. But good for you, man. And they both went in young, too. They're like, we're going to go do this thing. Yep. And what do you do for work then?
I sell life insurance.
You sell? Ah, hence the suit. Really? Really? Man, you I would think you are like in your 30s, 40s. Wow, you're just hitting the ground running. So selling, how did you get into life insurance?
My friend got into life insurance, and then when I got back from AIT and basic training, he's like, you should try this. When he had described it to me, it sounded like a pyramid scheme. Mm-hmm. But it turns out it wasn't a pyramid scheme, and it's actually just life insurance.
So how tough is it in this day and age selling life insurance? Because you see the ads all over TV and stuff. Is it tough?
It's depends your leads. Like, I was cold calling for 2 months straight. I didn't get a single sale. No sales, but then we hopped on these new leads, and we're starting to get, like, 12% close rates and, you know, something pretty good.
Wow, good for you, dude. All right, so what made you say, what was it that was going on in Fargo, North? Are you born and raised here, I take it?
Born and raised.
Okay, where'd you graduate?
Davies High School.
Davies, yep. Okay. So what was it that you woke up one day and said, you know what, I'm young, I could be out having a great time, but no, I want to be a mayor, man. I want to be a mayor of North Dakota's largest city.
Yeah, it was similar to the story you said in 10th grade. That's when I had the first thought, and I kind of just forgot about it. Mm-hmm. But once I got back from AIT, I had a new perspective on things, and I saw issues in our city, especially when it comes to spending money and many of those things, and I was like, you know, I'm just going to try it. You know, I don't like partying. I don't like doing any of that. So it's a good career.
Are these calls for Jake or what are they for?
Roger has a question.
All right, let's go to it then. Roger, hey, buddy, you're up on a Jay Thomas Show with Jake Holter. Go ahead.
Yeah, the one that the first one was Haley Mills. The second one was Tanya Tucker.
Oh, Tanya was good looking, yeah.
I seen her at the Minnesota State Fair when she was, I think she was about 13 years old then.
Okay, Roger, appreciate it. Ronnie, make sure you screen him. Ask him first. Damn it, don't guess. All right, 18 after. All right, now you threw me off my game there, buddy. All right, so the biggest problem that you saw, it's the spending for you?
It's definitely spending, and then there's like with you have public safety, the police department. I talked to a lot of the cops, and there happened to be some issues that we could fix and, you know, different things like that.
So what did law enforcement think when a young guy like you's coming up, say, hey, I'm running for mayor, I got questions, I got to ask you some questions?
None of them really want to talk about it. It's more people coming to me.
They're coming to you?
It was after I announced for mayor. At first, they were running on just solely money.
Sure.
And then they would come up to me and bring up, you know, certain good. I can't say their names because, you know, they're talking about leadership and stuff.
No,
but
I understand it.
Yeah, but they just had really good opinions and moving forward. Yeah.
Are you concerned with when it comes to leadership in the city of Fargo? Where are your big areas of concern?
It's mainly in, in the city of Fargo with the police department.
Oh, just the city in general.
The city
in
general.
You can hit different departments, whatever. I'm not trying to have you throw anybody under the bus.
Yeah.
But doing this show, I know where people are concerned, and people, you know, they want to hear from somebody that's honest, man. And I'm not saying you're not, but yeah, they want to know what you're hearing and what you're concerned about.
I think one of the problems with leadership is many of our leaders, I feel like they act on their own and don't use each other to be more successful in the city, which is something I'd do different. You know, being 20 years old, people are like, how are you going to run a city? And mine is more of teamwork. I'm big on teamwork, and like my old track coach used to say, it's synergy. You know, y'all got to work together to make the city a better place.
Okay, so now you're dealing with people, you know, whatever, and this is nothing against any of the departments. I'm just saying, you know that if you get this thing, you walk in there, I mean, you're going to be dealing with, you know, people that, you know, whether it's the chief of police, the fire chief, city engineers, whatever, public work, these are people that are, you know, they're older than you, and they've been doing these jobs for a long time. They might have, I'm not saying they would, but, you know, you might run into a little, you know, a little pushback. Yep. You think you can handle that?
Oh, I can handle that pushback.
Really?
I'm here for the pushback. You know, I'm 20 years old. I've only had pushback, so. Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's talk about some of the things you proposed when you announced back in August. You proposed raising the ticket rates to help balance the budget. Now, that you cannot do.
And that's also something that, so that's when I first started. I knew nothing about it, and I worked with nobody. All the things I said in KVRR, a lot of them are changed.
Okay, good.
Yeah, good. I know, I wish I could delete that interview. But I was
you're young, you're new at it.
Exactly. Yeah. I was eager. I wanted to jump into it.
Because when I saw that story, I'm like, I may have to somehow get a hold of this young man and explain to him how much that cost the city of Fargo and West Fargo quite a few years back. All right, so that's out. Streamlining communications to help inform the public. Explain that.
Yeah, so that also, so the communication, there was many issues with like the police department and with our police chief, and he had many issues with communicating over certain issues, which I understand a lot of cities have that. But that was one of the main concerns when I saw people talking about our police department. Especially.
Was it the incident that happened in August, the double homicide?
Yep.
Okay.
Was.
Yeah,
yep.
That upset a lot of people.
It did.
All right. You still feel that way? The communication needs to be worked on?
It does need to be worked on.
Okay. Not just the police department, all departments?
All departments. I just think the city could, like I said, everyone works alone. We could all just communicate together.
How do you feel, and we'll get to the homeless, because that's been a hot topic, not just on this show, but many talk shows in the area for a long time. I've got my thoughts on it. So when it comes to another hot topic is people are sick and tired of watching their property taxes go up. Now, we know that there's a 3% cap and all that, but it just seems they find a way around this stuff to raise property taxes, and not just Fargo, of course. Yeah. And you get special assessments, and the one that really, really weighs on people are when these tax breaks are given for a business says, hey, we'll come in, or a developer will come in and say, hey, we'll take that piece of land that's doing nothing, we're going to develop on it. And there are times when these promises that were made by whoever it is, they don't come through, or the tax breaks get extended. People are upset. Where are you at with all that?
I'm not a big believer in taxes. You know, I hate taxes, and especially with businesses coming in. That's something I've been asked about. And honestly, we need to be very strict, and I will be very strict on giving any tax incentive. We've had so many times where these businesses come in, they offer the jobs, maybe they don't hire as many people as they thought they would, and then all of a sudden now we're losing out on this tax money. They took this piece of land, and the city kind of got screwed. It's kind of, if you come to our city.
Well, it's not the city, it's the taxpayers that are getting the shaft on that.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, if there's a piece of land that's sitting around, has been sitting, you know, blight or whatever, collecting almost nothing in property taxes, and a developer comes in and says, look, you know what, we'll build this on that land if you just cut us a tax break. So, you know, right now you're collecting $1,000 a year on it. When we're done, You know, you could be collecting $50,000 a year on it. I get that. I understand it. But I think these things are extended too long, 15 years.
Yes.
It's like, again, if in 5 years, yeah. you know, this land will produce all this. But I think there should be penalties if you don't come through with what
there
you promised,
be, yeah.
you know. Okay, we're going to give this to you. You're promising this many jobs. You're promising this. If this doesn't happen, well, then there's going to be penalties. You're going to be paying back money.
Yes, and that's something I 100% do because it should be 5 years. I don't understand the 15-year thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you need to meet your end of the bargain if we meet at our end of the bargain.
Ronnie, how much time before I got to go to my break here, buddy?
We are looking, coming up on about 2 minutes before the bed starts. So
all right, cool. Fantastic. We got some time. 325-701-293-9000. Jake Holder's my guest. 20 years old. He is running for mayor of Fargo. There's going to be debates. Can you hold your own?
I can hold my own.
You can hold your own,
I can
really?
Do it.
All right, let me ask you, I'm going to give you throw some tough ones at you now, and I'm not trying to get political on you where it's like I want to know what side of that. I don't care because I think that these positions, mayor, council member, stuff like that, should never be a partisan, but that's what's happened in politics right down to the local level now where it's become, you know, it's become partisan stuff. But with that said, when you see what's going on in Minneapolis, as a mayor, if you're the mayor of Fargo, how would you handle that in Fargo? We've had the riots here back in 2020. You as a mayor, what would be your stance? How would you handle that?
Well, I know Jacob Frey, the mayor of Minneapolis, mm-hmm. he was, I don't want to say inciting many protests, but personally.
He was.
Yeah, I mean, he pretty much was. Yeah, but with the, personally, I would never incite a protest. If, you know, if federal agency wants to come in here and, you know, do their job, they're going to do their job, and I'm going to make sure they do their job.
So you're going to make sure that if the local authorities, which would be Fargo Police Department, if they came into Fargo, you would instruct, look, if they need your help, we're helping them.
We're helping them.
Good for you, man. Good for you. All right. 701-293-9000. Email studio at wdayradionow.com. What else is on your list of... you know, when you look at Fargo, born and raised here, that you know, I know homeless is on. We'll get to the homeless thing. Do you think downtown Fargo is too focused on? Because, I mean, downtown Fargo is beautiful. Don't get me wrong. It's gorgeous. A lot of money put down there. A lot of people put everything on the line to get businesses down there. But a lot of residents feel there's just too much. There's too much focus when it comes to city leaders. I'm talking council, mayor in downtown Fargo. Mm-hmm. Do you believe that?
I believe that, yeah. There's way too much focus. I think we need to be focusing where we're expanding, which is south.
Okay. All right. I got a couple things just came to my mind I want to ask you about, too. All right. When we come back, more with my guest, Jake Holder, 20 years old, National Guards member, graduate of Davies, born and raised here in Fargo, and he wants to be the mayor of Fargo. So if you got a question for him, ask him, man. Don't be afraid to ask the question. 701-293-9000. Email is studio at wdayradionow.com. This is the Jay Thomas Show. 337, Jay Thomas Show. That's the Zoo Sales and Rental Time Check. Feel the power of Zeus. Two locations, Hollywood Lumber Company, Highway 10, Holly. And... find them in Moorhead. You don't need to go and buy a big piece of equipment. You got a big job you're doing. Just get a hold of Zoo Sales and Rental. They'll even deliver it and pick it up for you when you're done. All right, it's 3:37. We'll get back to my guest in the studio, Jay Coulter, running for mayor of Fargo at age 20. Let's head out to Grease Monkey. Big game, James. It's another qualifying stop for the Wizard of Oz. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, hanging out here at Grease Monkey on 52nd Avenue right next to Frank's Lounge, enjoying ourselves. Fresh-made cookies. We got some beverages. Oh, of course, as well, you can enter to win a trip, well, at least to qualify for that trip for two for the Wizard of Oz Vegas giveaway. I should probably specify on that. I don't want to have people coming after me.
Yeah.
Two tickets, airfare, spending cash, and hotel for two as well. And additionally, on top of that, they are putting a drawing together for two separate free oil changes valued up to $60. Pretty darn cool. And we're joined right now with Abdul of Grease Monkey. And, you know, they just kind of threw you out to the wolves, man. What's it like to work here? Are they some good dudes? It like on a day-to-day?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we do all sorts of things. I mean, we kind of repair as much as we can. We do as many oil changes as we can in a day. As long as our shop is pretty busy and we got full of cars in there, then we're pretty set.
Do you guys do what's the word I'm looking for? Orders in advance?
We do.
Appointments. There we go.
Call orders.
I mean, yeah. Golly. We do appointments. I mean, a lot of people don't want to set up appointments, so whenever they have time from getting off of work and stuff, they can just come on in, get an oil change really quick.
Oh. You're also a lead mechanic?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, all right. So what does that entail for you?
I mean, just diagnosing mainly. I mean, we'll get a lot of repairs and people coming in, requests for oil leaks, coolant leaks, I mean, all sorts of things, noise, suspension noise. And we'll diagnose it. We'll put our time into it and see if we can fix it for them.
That's tremendous. And this is probably the most important thing that I've seen on any notes I've been given. But you guys have discount for military, first responders, law enforcement.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a percentage in front of you, or am I throwing you to the wolves on that one?
The percentage for it is 15%.
Oh, that's awesome. That is tremendous, being able to give back to those who of course, serve us as well. So come hang out with us right off of 52nd Avenue by Frank's Lounge. You can enter for a chance to qualify for our Wizard of Oz Vegas giveaway for two. Also, two different free oil changes valued up to $60. So, guys, I'm telling you, it's you don't have a chance to win unless you come and sign up for it. That's for darn sure. So you better swing in here and hang out with us the next couple of hours. They're also they got cookies here. So I know that's the reason I came today.
There you go. Big game. We'll check in with you just after 4 o'clock. Appreciate it. All right. 3:40. 701-293-9000. Jake, email comes in, says wants me to ask, would you be yes or no when it came to voting on whether or not to disband the Harm Reduction Center?
I would be on a yes.
To disband it, yes. Okay. That leads to my next question I had. Where are you at with you? This is a very hot topic, depending on what side of that. Well, yeah, you got people that are absolutely for it, absolutely against it. But when it comes to this needle exchange program, which is not a needle exchange program, and handing out boofing kits and then we found out pipes and all this other stuff, as a mayor of this town, where would you be with that?
I think handing out needles and pipes, like, it's a disgraceful thing. We've seen how it worked in Portland, and I just don't think any city should ever be doing that.
And what if somebody comes up to you at a commission meeting during open mic night and says, look, Mayor, this is stopping the spread of HIV and other communicable diseases? What would your answer be then?
I mean, I would look into the research. If it's, if it's all backed, maybe we can reform the program, but the program, the way it is now, it's not a thing we should be doing.
Well, and it's also come up in court cases where you've had a defendant ask a judge, wait a minute, why am I being arrested for paraphernalia when it was handed to me by the city and the county?
Exactly.
As public health? It's an absolute mess is what it is.
It is.
Where are you at with the ward system? That's being pushed too. You think that's a good idea, or do you think at large is the way to go?
I think a ward system's an amazing idea.
Do
actually.
You?
Yeah.
And why?
Because it allows different parts, because even in the city of Fargo, you know, we're not the largest city, but we're a decently sized city. Mm-hmm. Each different part of the city has a different way of voting or a demographic system. And having someone to represent each ward of the city would be, I just think, a beneficial thing.
And you don't think, because I mean, I'm a guy for the ward system. Yep. I think Fargo's gotten big enough where, you know, hey, it'd be nice to have somebody that lives in my ward that represents and knows what's actually going on. And prime example is the garbage that they tried to pull on 32nd Avenue out here when they wanted to make it more walkable, downtown.
Yeah.
It's like, what the hell are you talking about walkable? You're not going to make this walkable. The stores are pushed back. That's all parking lots in the front. And I think they wanted to take a lane out or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like it's a main thoroughfare. And I think, you know, if you had people actually represented that part of town that live and knew it, I don't think that whole issue would have come up.
Definitely
but
not.
One of the arguments against the ward system is that, look, if you have a ward system, then you're not going to have you might have commissioners that aren't focusing, looking at it as, hey, we represent, you know, we're here for the whole city. All they're focusing on is their little their section of town. Do you foresee that being an issue with the ward system?
I don't think it really being an issue.
I don't either. I think it's I think it's, yeah, okay, you know, yeah, I'm elected to look out for the entire city, but I also have to represent my ward. Hey, I know what's going on in my area of town.
Yep.
701-293-9000, email studio at WDAYradionow.com. Another question that is coming in from listeners, they're emailing me. They want to know, why are you starting out at mayor? Why not start at a commission seat and work your way up?
You know, it's something I thought about. I didn't think that hard on it, but... Honestly, I was just going to go to the moon. You know, being mayor, I think I could do a lot more than on city commission. I mean, city commission, you do a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like to solve many of these issues, being mayor would be, it'd be much easier to work with the budget, much easier, more say pretty much, in fixing the issues of the budget, property taxes, public safety, you know.
So what do you say to people, and you know it's out there, you know, they say, look, I like what you stand for, but you're too young to be a mayor. What do you, and there's, those folks are out there. That's why I'm asking.
Oh, yeah. It's so that's the biggest issue. And honestly, I don't have the experience, and I, you know, I'm young. I'm 20 years old,
mm-hmm.
but I also bring a new understanding. I'm not some, like, not the... Not to be mean to anybody, but I'm not like 50, 60 years old.
Watch yourself, yeah, there, young man. Wow.
I have
Ronnie,
new
we
ideas.
Just got, we just got tossed under the bus.
I can feel the tires.
90% of my audience. No, I know what you mean.
Yep.
You're not. You're bringing a younger perspective. Do you think that's part of the, because when you look at our commission,
yep.
Turnberg's going to kill me for this, but when you look at the commission, I mean, the commission is an older commission.
It is.
I mean, the 50s for sure. Plus, there's, and we do, you do hear that a lot, that you know, the city is getting younger, and there's just not younger representation for
exactly.
the city.
Yep.
So, but again, you know, with that said, you still have, you know, you still have a big older demographic. You think you can, some crabby guy like my producer Ronnie in there goes, listen, you young whippersnapper, you're too damn young to run a city. What's your first answer to him after you throat punch him?
After I throat punch him? I mean, honestly, it comes with, you know, because I don't have that experience, it comes with seeing what great leaders have done in the past. Like Dennis Wallaker, like he did great things for the city, yep. especially with the flood.
Yep.
And that's a guy that I look into and I look up to.
Mm-hmm.
And working it in that way, but with new perspectives and new ideas, is the way that I will be running.
Well, give us some new ideas.
Honestly, stop spending money. That seems like a new idea in this city.
That it costs money to run a city, but yeah, you know, $1.3 billion.
Insane.
Isn't that nuts? The current mayor claims that's normal for a city this size. I looked it up. It's not. So, what kind of young? I mean, okay. Let me ask you this though. What do you hear from young people? I mean, do you talk to people your age, a little bit older than you? Let's say 30 years old and younger.
Mm-hmm.
What are they saying to you in regards to Fargo?
So there, a lot of them being college students, they're mm-hmm. just talking about bars. But the serious ones, they're talking about just representation. And that's why I'm running the, you know, I could represent the young people.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I tell them I'm running for mayor, they're like, oh, no way.
Yeah.
And they're excited, you know, but they get someone to represent them. But in reality, I mean, not a lot of them have big opinions on the city yet.
Yeah.
And that's why our city commission is so old, older.
Email says, what a breath of fresh air this young man has. I don't think he'll win this time, but he certainly has a future. Not in an in-your-face, shut-him-down politician that we are all getting tired of.
Mm-hmm.
So are you out campaigning a lot? I mean, I know it's early, but are you out knocking on doors, talking to people?
Not quite yet with the weather. I was planning to do it, you know, this week, but the weather's just been bad. I've been knocking at, you know, my apartment building, you know, mm-hmm. getting signatures and stuff. But the big campaigning is mainly on social media.
Yeah.
Reach younger people. I just started the Facebook page, mm-hmm. and then, you know, door knocking.
What do we do with the, okay, we talked about the harm reduction center, the deck, whatever you want to call it. Do you think it needs to completely be gone, or does it need to be revamped and it's got to be moved out of downtown Fargo? That's a
it's
must.
It's definitely got
to. But are you a shut it down kind of guy, or are you a, you know, I'll sit down and talk, and if, you know, if there's a good plan, I'll look at backing it.
Honestly, I would sit down with them, give them mm-hmm. a meeting, and if you know, after that meeting, if there's no point of having this harm reduction center. In my opinion, I'll be completely against it.
What when it comes to law enforcement, I want to go back to that. Do you think that because we're told crime is down in Fargo, I'm not buying that. Many people are not buying it. You can show me the numbers. I think numbers are skewed. I think you can play with the numbers. It's almost on a daily basis. There's a shooting, a stabbing,
exactly.
a very serious assault going on. Do you think Fargo is a safe community, or do you think that we are starting to lose that safe community?
I think we are losing that safe community.
Why?
Because with what I've heard, and I guess the numbers, I don't necessarily believe the numbers all the time either, but it looks like petty crime may be down, but that violent crime, that's going up. And that's, I mean, petty crime, like little theft in there, that's something, but, you know, murder or, you know, over, you know, selling drugs and stuff like that. If that's going up, it doesn't matter if petty crime goes down.
Well, we had again over the weekend, what was it, Ronnie? Two shootings again
this
weekend?
Two shootings, yeah.
Two shootings again this weekend. And every time I go on to Valley News Live or any other news site, it's a shooting, it's a stabbing, it is, you know,
domestic violence
is through the roof. And, you know, a lot of times, well, it's somebody's having a mental health crisis. I think a lot of it comes from drug problems.
100%.
It's I'm not saying people don't have mental health issues. They do. What I don't like is everything's tagged with, well, it's a mental health crisis. And I think that dilutes from the people that are really suffering from, you know, they have mental health problems.
Yep.
It's not mental health because of drugs or alcohol.
Exactly.
So if the, you know, I've always said that when it comes to all the departments within the city of Fargo, what department is the number one priority? Which give me go 1, 2, 3 for when it comes to priority, when it comes to budgeting for a city. Who should be 1, who should be 2, who should be 3?
1 is always going to be police, in my opinion.
Okay.
2, firefighting. Mm-hmm. And then 3, I have a couple. I mean, it would be Fargo has public health without the harm reduction.
That would be 3.
Yeah.
Where would you put public works? That's
public
roads,
works.
Baby. That's roads.
I was between the two.
But you put police first, fire second.
Well, always. Well, police first, always.
Okay. And your police chief comes to you. And of course, you don't make all the decisions,
yep.
But as the mayor. But what would you deciding vote if there's a tie? Mm-hmm. Police chief comes to you. Chief Davis Bolsky says, look, Mayor Coulter, I got to have, this is what I need for police officers. Because I've always told the chief, shoot for the moon, man. I mean, how many do you really need? And he'd tell us. And he said, well, I'm asking for this many. I'm so, why? Well, ask for them. You know, ask if the chief came in and said, look, I've got to have this. I mean, do you back the chief or how do you handle that?
I mean, it's looking at the budget because we've had a $6.8 million deficit this year again. And if it doesn't fit in our budget, but if something they actually really need, that's when it's an issue. And that's where, you know, I'm planning to cut parts of the budget. Like, I really want to cut parts of the budget, very small, minute parts. But they get money for the police because police, in my eyes, is always number one. And then fire department as well. You know, if they need something, they will get something.
Another email wants to know, how would you vote when it comes to disbanding the Human Rights Commission, Native American Commission, Arts and Culture Commission, and soon to be other boards?
I don't think I would necessarily ban any of them.
Disband them.
Or disband them, yeah.
Okay. Even though the city's hurting for cash and dropping thousands on these commissions?
We could always revamp the budget.
Okay. So tell us before we let you go a little bit about you. What do you do for hobbies, man?
Hobbies?
Do you have time for hobbies?
I mean, not really, but some skiing.
You do some skiing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not too good at it, but I try it.
All right. What else you do?
Honestly, just hanging out with friends and family is the big thing to me.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. First celebrity crush. That's what we're talking to the old guys about this afternoon. We got to ask this. I can't imagine. He's going to throw a name out there. I'm going to go like, I have no clue who this is.
Britney Spears, Hillary Duff.
He's too young for Britney Spears.
He's too young for me, yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's too young for Britney. Britney's almost 50 now.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Not there's anything wrong with that. But
Emma Watson.
Emma Watson.
Yes.
That was your first celebrity
crush.
I never watched
Harry Potter. I don't remember what movie it was, but that was my first one.
Emma Watson.
Yeah.
What else was she in, Ronnie?
I have no idea. Well, I just remember her from
I thought you were
Harry
Mr.
Potter,
Hollywood.
Yeah.
All right, another email. We already asked this. Would you move to also shut down the engagement center? We already talked about that. Yeah. It just depended. Look, what was your answer again?
It was kind of just meet with them.
Yeah. Look at it. We just talked about that one. This emailer must have just tuned in. Would you seek to find a new police chief?
Yes.
You would?
I would.
All right. There you go. How do people follow you, Jake? Don't go to State Farm, by the way, Jake. He does sell insurance, but not for State Farm.
Not State Farm, though.
That's hilarious, yeah. Dude. I'd have died if you'd have came in here with khakis and a red shirt on.
I should have.
Oh, my God. How do people follow you?
On all social media platforms.
Just Jake Coulter?
Just Coulter for mayor.
Coulter for mayor.
Yep.
There you go. All right. Dude, good luck to you. We'll get you in here more. Election's, 6 months away, yeah. But time goes fast. Well, man, I'm pretty impressed with you, dude, for 20 years old.
Thank you.
Very impressive. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You got it. All right, news next. More of the Jay Thomas Show coming up.